بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله, we have completed this 19th para today. Allah would accept it. One of the ayahs that we have decided tonight is وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Allah Ta'ala shows us that who is the true slaves of Allah Ta'ala. The slaves of Rahman. Allah Ta'ala said, slaves of Rahman. Allah being Rahman. And his true slaves, they have these qualities in them. Now we must look into our life and see if we've got those qualities or not. The first quality is يَمْشُونَ الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. When they walk in the street, they walk anywhere, they walk anywhere, no matter wherever they are. They walk with humility. In Islam, the biggest quality and the most important quality that's wanted is humility at all times. When does humility come in you? Humility is something that if you have in you, you won't have pride in you. If you have pride in you, you won't have humility in you. So humility is something that everyone of us should have in us. And the only way it can come into us is not look down at anyone, but take yourself to the lowest. If you say you take yourself to the lowest, then if someone has to tell you you are the lowest, you will be happy to say you accept it. It's very easy to say that I am nothing, but if someone has to tell you, yes, sure, you are nothing, then you come to know whether you are true in your statement, what you are saying. But you have to be full. When a person has humility in him, then if someone caused harm to him, it will not trouble him at all. Because he knows he's humble. He says, no, he doesn't feel high and mighty of himself. If someone had to scold him too, he will take it very nicely. Whether it's the wife telling him, whether the outsiders telling him, anyone tells him. Because he's got the quality of humility, he's so humble, that it does not affect him if someone had to even cause any kind of things to him too. You try to call him, only call him names too, if not affect him at all. Any kind of work to him, do it straight away. It's not that, you know, if you tell him, you know, something to do that, say, hey, listen, why must he tell me to do it? If you think like that, that means you've got no humility. Humility is a person who is given any kind of work to do. He'll do it straight away. Whether to pick up the shoes, he'll pick up that too. Whether to do, no matter what it is. The person will be able to do any kind of work, whether the lowest of the work too. You've got humility in him, then you've got everything in him. With pride in him, then if a mother tells him, do this thing here, he says, why must I do this thing here? If the wife tells him, do that, why must I do it? This why is I doing is because you've got pride in you. But because humility in you, you begin to do it happily. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Allah Ta'ala says that that person got the quality, عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. The Rahman's, slave of Rahman's, first quality is very, very humble. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When he speaks to people who are not, have got no manners in them, they are ignorant, they know how to talk to them, they make salam and go away. They know that person is an idiot, he won't talk to you nicely, he talk all kind of things to you, he talk all nonsense. You will not feel hurt, even if he has to tell you anything, no, he begin to disgrace you too. You just say, Assalamu alaikum. Allah Ta'ala is giving you the remedy of what you're supposed to do. Like, no, you're fasting now. If someone has to come tell you something against your tabiat, you must be, Assalamu alaikum, go away. Whether at home, sometimes you get some misunderstanding, instead of getting into some confrontation, Assalamu alaikum, go away. Salam is the greatest ibadat. Do you know something? When a person leaves home, he must make salam. When he comes from when he enters the house, he will make salam. No matter whatever happened between the husband and wife, the children, whatever it is. When you come in the house, you make salam. You go out of the house, you make salam. It's a very big thing. That, you know, in Islam, it's the only ibadah, anything in Islam is great. In English, it is good morning. Good morning, then on the morning will be good morning. Assalamu alaikum, salamat to you all the time. You know, it's what good night. Good night, you're saying. Night, good night. But when you come to Islam, Assalamu alaikum, the moment you say Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. In other words, peace be upon you all the time. Not only in the morning, all the time. So what a dua it is to. So when you're leaving home to Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you too. When you just say Wa alaikum salam, they say it to you too. So you think it's a small thing, it's a very big dua. Many people to sometimes do some misunderstanding between the husband and wife. The husband leaves the house without making salam to him. He does not know that whether he's going to come back alive also. So very important when you do salam. And salam, you must always remember, it brings about humility. It's very irrelevant. If you want to really know whether you've got pride in you, you've got humility in you, when you see a young person and you are there, you may salam to him first. If you don't make salam to him first, then you know, oh, he's just a small boy, why must I make salam to him? Or he's a poor man, why must I make salam to him? That itself makes you feel that, you know, you've got pride in you. But the moment you think to yourself, I must not make salam to him, make salam. The moment you make salam, inshallah, with that, the barakah of that, you get humility. Pride must come up. The pride is a very big sin. Pride, Allah Ta'ala does not like at all. Pride is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride is only that person who has pride, who is owner of everything. What are you owner of? You yourself are not owner of it. You got knowledge, Allah gave you today, tomorrow can take it away. You are handsome, tomorrow Allah can take it away. You got power in you, Allah can take it away. All that belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So what is there to have pride? You must not have pride, but you must have humility. Allah Ta'ala can show us that the easiest way of to save yourself from problems is if you misunderstanding whatever takes place, assalamu alaikum, and walk away. وَالَّذِينَ يَبْيُتُونَ رَبِّهِمْ سُبْتَدَهُ وَقِيَامًا. Another quality of the ibadah, the slave of Allah Ta'ala Rahman, is that at night they make an ibadah all the time. They ibadah at time. People are sleeping, but they are making ibadah all the time. They wake up in the early part of the morning, and they appreciate the time and they indulge themselves in tahajjud salah. And they make istighfar and all these things, yeah. So this is what the quality of the ibadah is. And when they spend, only they spend very in moderation. The spend of moderation is very important. When you begin to overspend, what happens? That's why they say you mustn't mice also, and you mustn't overspend also. Learn to live the way in moderation. Spend in the correct places. No matter how much Allah gives you wealth, but do not misuse that wealth. Do not become extravagant. Spend in moderation. In moderation, what is necessary you spend. And do not hold back too. When you're supposed to spend, you must spend. Because the biggest sin is bukhul. You know what's bukhul? Stinginess. Stinginess is a very bad thing. Allah Ta'ala, when He created kufr, He had stinginess in Him. Brought stinginess. When He brought iman, then He brought about not stinginess, the opposite of spirit. But in other words, you know, that big heart, but not extravagance. Today we are seeing extravagance. It must not be that. Allah does not want the person to be extravagant to, and not to stingy to, not to mice. When you're supposed to spend, you spend. For example, when you suppose, look, everything Allah Ta'ala created, miser to be a very important thing too. When you become a miser, when a friend, your best friend too, he come and ask you to do a favor which is against the law of Allah, and he asks you for some money for that kind of purpose, then at that time you must refuse him. No matter how, because if not for the favor of Allah, that is a very big sin. There you must mice. There you must mice. And the time when it's a very good cause, then that time you not mice, you must be happily. So Allah Ta'ala created miserness to us for a reason, to be big hearted too. So Allah Ta'ala says that do not spend money in extravagance and do not make any money in moderation. So these are the few qualities, although there are so many other qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions. But to show you that Allah Ta'ala must give us this quality of becoming Ibad al-Rahman, the two slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhu da'a alhamdulillah. Allahumma nas'aluka al-dhafa wal-jamal wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik wal-'adab. Allahumma ahsin 'aqibatana fi al-umuri kulliha wa ajirna min fitnati dunya wa 'adhabi al-akhirah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihha wal-'afya والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا ربنا لا تجعلنا هما إلا غفورا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا دينا إلا قضيتا ولا مريضا إلا شفيتا ولا حاجة إلا قضيتا يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله تعالى على رسوله ورحمته.